Unit 3. Dialogue. Language structure. The non-restrictive relative clause.
Have you met our new neighbors yet?
Do you mean the Grays who moved in last Saturday? No, not yet.
Well, I've talked to Mr. Gray, who is a teacher of English at a middle school.
I hear Mrs. Gray, who knows some Chinese, likes to talk to people in Chinese.
Shall we go to their house, which is at the corner of the street?
Yes, let's go and welcome the new family to our neighborhood. Listening comprehension. Listen and fill in the blanks.
1. English, which is used in business, research, and science, is an international language.
2. Chinese, which is spoken by about one-fifth of the world's population, is not an easy language to learn.
3. Mr. Robinson, who made a lot of money, did not know what to do with his money.
4. Albert Einstein, who gave scientists new ideas about the nature of time and space, was the winner of the 1921 Nobel Prize for Physics.
5. The capital of China is Beijing, which is a beautiful city.
6. Do you know Jackson, who is going to be the manager of our company?
Seven. Have you ever been to New York, which is one of the largest cities in the world?
Eight. Have you read Oliver Twist, which was written by Charles Dickens, a famous English writer? Text. Philip in the library. New words and expressions. Reference.
Reference.
Glance.
Glance.
Tiptoe.
Tiptoe.
Sort.
Sort.
Likely.
Likely.
Interest.
Interest.
Section.
Section.
Photography.
Photography.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Grasp.
Grasp.
Crash.
Crash.
Annoy.
Annoy.
Disturbance.
Disturbance.
Alongside.
Alongside.
Handle.
Handle.
Whisper.
Whisper.
Softly.
Softly.
Expect.
Expect.
Kindly.
Kindly.
Tone.
Tone.
Otherwise.
Otherwise.
There were about 20 people reading in the reference room of the library. The assistant librarian, who was in charge of the room, sat at a desk in one corner. She glanced at Philip as he came in, then went on with her work. Philip had never been to this part of the library before. He walked around the room almost on tiptoe, afraid of disturbing the other readers with his heavy shoes. The shelves were filled with all sorts of reference books. He found nothing that was likely to interest him until he came to a small section on photography, which was one of his hobbies. Unfortunately, as he was trying to reach the book he had chosen, it slipped from his grasp and fell to the floor with a loud crash. Everybody in the room looked up at him at the same time, obviously annoyed by the disturbance. Philip felt himself go red as he picked up the book, which luckily did not seem to have been damaged by the fall. He had just sat down when he found the young lady assistant standing alongside him. "You must be more careful when you are handling these books," she whispered softly. "By the way, how old are you?" she asked Philip.
13, he told her.
"You're not allowed in here under the age of 14, you know," the assistant said. He expected the assistant to ask him to leave. Instead, in a more kindly tone, she said, "Well, never mind, but make sure that you don't disturb the other readers again. Otherwise, I shall have to ask you to leave."